like to look at mountains in the distance. I like to watch a prairie sunrise. I like to watch cut running free in the Atlantic. Sail right by you, Vancouver Island. I like the air that I breathe. I like to see everything that Canada wants me to see. That's why I'm blessed to be. I'm a Canadian. I wanna watch maple syrup run down the trees. I wanna skate with you on Rideau Canal. I wanna jump iceberg to iceberg. Seals and whales in northern Canada.
Was I'm a Canadian by Delaney Rose, a Vancouver-based singer-songwriter who's about to embark on a unique concert series and reality show which is being filmed for global television distribution. I spoke with Delaney over Skype. Delaney Rose, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
I'm glad to be here.
How long have you been making music? Tell me a little bit about your early musical history.
Well, this is something that's been a part of my heart since I was a little girl. I found a guitar in the attic when I was about 8 years old, and I picked it up, and it only had four strings, and I played it, and I didn't know how to do music, but I knew that that was the instrument that my heart called to, and then I asked my brother, who was doing classical guitar, to teach me, and so he taught me in a little ukulele, because I was too small. And so it's been in my heart all the way along, and I wrote my first song when I was 13.
Do you have a favorite or especially beloved guitar?
Oh, yeah. I've got a 67 Hummingbird Gibson that I found in Manitoba in a small town called Steinbach, and I was able to buy that guitar for $600, and it's worth a hell of a lot more than that.
Can you think of one album that was really life-changing for you from the first time you heard it?
I would say Rumours, Fleetwood Mac, and Def Leppard, Hysteria.
Who were a few of your strongest musical influences at the time when you were starting to develop your own sound?
My My female mentor that I have loved right from the start is Tracy Chapman. And it's because of her amazing performances and real heart that she shows on stage. And that is what I endeavor to do all the time. And my male is Neil Young, again, because of his incredible performances and songwriting and ability to really connect with his audiences.
You write music that is very inspirational and hopeful, and your spirit really shines through in your lyrics. How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or does it more typically work the other way around?
It's so funny because I actually teach songwriting, and someone asked me, how do you write? And I'm like, And I actually write with my spirit. So in order to write with my spirit, I have to kind of get out of my head space and into my heart space. And once I get into my heart space, it generally comes with a melody first, and then the words come after that.
Have you ever had a song come to you almost fully formed so that it felt like a gift?
Freedom. Freedom came in 5 minutes. My song Soul Naked came in 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You know, the inspirations for these songs are all unique, and usually I'm in a situation where I have to take up my guitar and hum, or I have my cell phone and I sing into it, and that's how I write.
Do you feel most in your element when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I would say on stage. I feel the guitar against my stomach, and it just vibrates. I love it. And it just gets me going. I just love playing guitar on stage and connecting with the audience and really feeling the music through them in me. And it's something that just blows me away.
You've toured across Canada and Europe. Can you think of one show you've performed that stands out in your mind as a particularly memorable one?
Ironically, it's Berlin, Germany. I was singing in Berlin, and I sang my I'm a Canadian song, and all the Berliners went crazy, and they said, can you write a song called I'm a Berliner? And I said, well, I don't know what it's like to be a Berliner, but I know what it's like to be a Canadian. So I thought that was so funny. So it was just, and my mom's side of the family is from Berlin, so it was very personal.
You released your most recent album, Harmony, in 2016. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
It's all about inner harmony, and inner harmony is something that we all strive for in life struggles, in our highs and lows, which we all get, and to be friends with both sides of us to find inner harmony, and that's what the songs are about.
How do you feel your sound and your message has evolved from your first album in 2003 to your most recent work?
Well, when I first started songwriting, I worked with a lot of songwriters that are incredibly skilled. And at one point, I met up with Universal Records, and they said, you need to write on your own. And I'm like, really? And then I had to find that confidence to do that. Because before that, I solely relied on other songwriters to get me going. And then I started to work on my skills that I'd learned through other songwriters. And that's how it's developed. So I feel that my new stuff that's going to be in Harmony, it'll show you that.
I understand that your song Freedom has been picked up by Sony Canada. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. Yeah, it is so, so exciting. And it's part of the my management, roster management, compilation CD. I am part of the Rise Up Tour 2018. And I'm planning to be going from Victoria this coming Sunday, May 20th. To play Vancouver at the Hard Rock Casino on May 21st, and then onward through Kelowna, Revelstoke, Calgary, and Edmonton, and then back on a bus tour and it's going to be full on videotaped for everything.
I'm not scared of you anymore. I'm a hero. I close the door. I don't remember you. I don't remember you. I don't remember you no more. Freedom, can ya taste it? Will ya break it? Taste it, will ya break it?